Education and Lancing Program Services.
Blog Talk Radio.
Every day, this is my prayer. This is my passion towards you. And of all that you've done and all that you're going to do, can't thank you enough for your goodness and your mercy and for all of what you've done in my life. But above all else, give me yourself. Times we're in a hurry to get out of your presence. But sometimes we gotta learn how to wait. Wait, I say again, wait on the Lord. Because it's in the overflow. I don't just want the Lord to flow in my life. I want the overflow. Because that's where he pours his oil. That's where he shows his own in the open. Come, we're getting ready to worship him. We're getting ready to go there. We're getting ready to tap that place.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
given the victory in my spirit. Thank you for the victory in my mind. Thank you for the victory in my circumstance. God, I praise you. I worship you. I give you glory. I give you praise. No God wants you nowhere. Hallelujah. 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 We take the time to bless you. We take the time to praise you. We take time to lift you up. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for the overflow. Thank you for the refreshing in our spirit. Thank you for the refreshing in our homes. Thank you for the refreshing, God. Thank you for the refreshing in my anointing. Come on, give him praise. Give him praise. Amen. Show me your own. Yeah. 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 Overflow. Overflow. Right there in your car. Right there in your home. Into the overflow.
Your voice and say now. You have won it all for me. And
yeah. stretch out your hands, stretch out your hands, stretch them out.
He's alive. He's alive. He's alive.
He's alive. He's not dead. So grateful that he lives.
This is your word that you've been waiting for all night. Darwin, where are you? How many know that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all you could ask for things, according to the power that worketh in us?
Hallelujah. How many believe it tonight? Somebody turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, he's able. Tell somebody else, he's able. Y'all ready?
Exceedingly, abundantly, above all you could ask for. According to the power that worketh in you,
upon you. He's able.
How many believe it tonight?
Yeah, yeah. He's able. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, y'all. I need y'all to help me sing. God.
God is able to do
just what he's promised.
Thank you.
darkness light. Before thee what is wrong, I'll make it right before thee. All your battles I will fight before thee. And the high place God said I'll bring down with an everlasting love. I'll love thee and with trials deep and sore I'll prove thee. There is nothing that can hurt or move thee, and the high place God said I'd bring down. When thou walkest by the way, he said, I'll leave thee. And on the fatness of the land, I'll feed thee. And a mansion in the sky, I'll deem. And the high place God said I'd bring down. Although Satan in his rage would tear thee, and with all his winning arts would thee. Even down to thine old age I'll bear thee. Hey, and the high place God said I'll bring down. Walkest by the way, he said, I'll lead thee, and on the fatness of the land, I'll feed thee, and a mansion in the sky I'll deed thee, and, oh, and the high place God said I bring down. When thou walkest by the way, and on the fatness of the land, I'll feed thee. And one of these old mornings, a mansion in the sky, I'll feed thee. And
Nothing but an awful song. believe it. There's nothing to it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I believe I can fly. See, I was on the verge of breaking down. Sometimes silence can seem so loud. There are miracles in life I must achieve. But first I know it starts inside of me. Oh, oh, if I can see it, then I can be it. If I just believe it, there's nothing to it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. Think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. I see me running through that open door. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. Oh, I believe I can fly.
I believe above a storm, the smallest breath will still be heard. I believe that someone in the great summer way hears every word. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry or touch a leaf or see that sky, then I know why I believe. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry or touch a leaf or see that sky,
thank you very much. Well, I think we'll do another ballad because I think you like ballads. Do you like ballads?
Yeah.
All right. Well, here's a song that I learned from my father when I was a little boy. He was the chief rabbi at the time, and he said to me... No, it's not really true. But anyway, I'd like to sing the song for you because I think it's a beautiful song. It's one entitled My Yiddish Mama. Thank you very much.
Oh,
would you just slip one hand up and say, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Now lay your hands on yourself. For the Bible says, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and the Spirit of God dwells in you. I want you to lay your hands upon yourself and say, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Say it again, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Now just lift your hands and receive His glorious presence. Kurt, come help me, son. Sing this. Lord, you are welcome.
Please. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We come with a grateful heart. We come with an attitude of gratitude. We come with praise and thanksgiving. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thanking God for the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Thanking God for our rising up this morning. Thanking God for the breath that we breathe. Thanking God for the activity of our limbs. Thanking God that we're stationed in our right mind. Thanking God for being our helper. Oh, glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name. We bless the name. We bless the name. Oh, great and mighty, mighty and great. Great and mighty, mighty and great. Great and mighty, mighty and great. Thou art. Oh, Father God, as we confess every sin of omission. We confess every sin of commission. We bless you, Father God. Hallelujah, for being the great Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider, making a way out of no way, through the thick, through the thin, through the up, through the down, through the tears, through the laughter. Oh, Father God, through emptiness and fullness, through all in all, you are all in all. And Father God, it's in you we move, we live, and we have our being. And we say thank you, and we bless you, and we glorify your holy and your righteous name. We capture the gifts of the day, oh, Father God, and we honor you in it, in Jesus' name. Now, Father, we surrender the day back over to you, that you will unfold it according to your will, according to your mercies, according to your love, and according to your greatness. Oh, Father God, what might be impossible with man is possible with God. We thank you that you are the living King. Oh, Father God, we honor you for another service here at the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Oh, Father God, you did it. Hallelujah, and we thank you for bringing us this far by faith, leaning on the everlasting arms. Thank you for our listening audience across the globe, every man, every woman, every boy, every girl. We thank you for the word of God as it goes into, Father God, the households and the hearts, oh, Father God, of your people. Father God, anoint our ears to hear, anoint our eyes to see, Father, anoint our hearts to receive. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, if you find anything in us that shouldn't be, Father, we're asking that you will take it out and strengthen us on today, because we desire to be strengthened in your word. And so we love you, God. And we bless you, and we magnify you, and we say thank you over, over, and over, and we say thank you over again. Now we commit these services into your hands, that you will be glorified in it, Father. And we thank you that the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We do bless the Lord, amen, at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. We like to say welcome, 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 welcome to the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministry, to our Sunday fellowship services where Jesus Christ is the King, Jesus Christ is the Lord. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford. Amen. And we love Jesus over here. Amen. On the East Coast, glory be to God, and just very, very grateful for every opportunity that we have to come and to serve in his kingdom. So if this is your first time in our fellowship services, may it please not be your last time, and we invite you to have a seat. Amen, and enjoy the services with us. We come to lift Jesus up higher. higher and higher. We come to lift Jesus up. Amen. Hallelujah. Because there is no other name above his name. Glory be to God. He is the God with the big G. Amen. He is the Lord with the capital L. He's the King with the capital K. He is all capitals. Amen. And so we bless him and we magnify him. Amen and amen. This morning, amen, I want to draw your attention to the book of Matthew and chapter number 6. Amen. I want to read, amen, a few verses in your hearing. And reading in verse number 19, chapter number 6, verse number 19. And it says, do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moths and vermin destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moths and vermin do not destroy and with thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Amen and amen. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen for the blessed people of God. Amen. We want to talk to you for a few minutes. Amen. From a subject, an investment in heaven. Making an investment in heaven. Glory be to God. Beloved, Jesus expanded his teaching beyond activities that we sometimes consider only religious, like prayer and fasting, to a wider variety of daily pressures and concern. Beloved, Jesus spoke and taught on storing up treasures in heaven, storing up treasures in heaven. And beloved, we know that, you know, some people are in the habit of storing. If you look in their food closets, amen, it's food packed everywhere. It's like a little supermarket, a mini supermarket in some people's homes. In the food cabinets, in the freezer, in the clothes closets, storing up. Amen. We have money tucked away for a rainy day, investments in stocks, investments in Bitcoin, you know, investment in real estate, you know, investments in art. You know, and so we know we have our investments and, you know, trying to build up a little security, a good life for ourselves and for our family and for the generations to come, beloved. And there is nothing in and wrong of these things, amen, for us, amen, to be wise stewards and to live a comfortable life and to know how to manage our money. And to learn how to earn money. And so it's nothing wrong with these things in and of itself, beloved. But what happens is, amen, when we flip it, amen. Beloved, when we're so gung-ho for the money, when we're running now after the money, when, you know, the Bible says, for the love of money is the root of all evil, and many have pierced their souls thereby. Beloved, when money becomes the first thing, glory, and then, beloved, and then what happens is a lot of times that spirit of greed will accumulate, see, where we just have to get more of this and more of that, more money, more clothes, more food, more cars, more houses. You know, we want more of what the things could buy, and because we start putting our stock in these items. We start putting our faith in these items. We start putting our belief in these items, and we believe the more we have, the better off we're going to be. The more we get,
the richer we're going to be. The more we get, maybe we'll even become a celebrity, you know. And so more, give me more. And so now, beloved, when some people get stuck there, now they're not even able to sleep, see, at night. They're tossing and turning, worrying about their investments. Is it going to fail? Is it going to rise? How much gain will they get? See, their appetite is off course. They're not eating, or they're eating too much. See, their emotional stamina is in a swing, a pendulum effect, swinging to the left, swinging to the right. See, some days they're up, some days they're down, some days they're on top, some days they're just thrown out, depressed, oppressed, sad, okay? Not knowing, see, how their investments are going to turn out, you know, because they put a lot of money in. Not only did they put a lot of money in, they put a lot of time in. And beloved, sometimes when people put money in, they don't even put their own money. They're investing other people money. They're spending other people money, hoping for a return great enough that they can repay those that they borrow from and still have a windfall for themselves. And so, beloved, the Bible is teaching us, amen, that the balance, amen, and the error of our ways, see, we have to, amen, know where to put our investments, see. And the Bible makes it very, very plain, see. It's nothing wrong with making these investments if the Lord is leading you, amen, to do these things, see. But, beloved, hallelujah, he wants us to seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. He wants us to make our investment in heaven. Our investment in heaven should be the very first investment. Glory be to God. That's the first investment. It's not the investment after we see what's left over, after we see what the S&P market is going to do, after we see what the Dow Jones is going to do, after we wait till the end of the week and get the report on Bitcoins, is Bitcoins rising or falling? Not till we wait to see what the Federal Reserve is going to do, what the interest rates is going to be on our real estate, what the interest rates is going to be on our savings accounts and our certificates of deposits. No, beloved. This is where we get entangled. This is where the enemy comes in for a swoop, see, and takes us off course. Amen. Beloved, the Bible is telling us to make an investment in heaven. Let that be your first priority in life. Put God first. Glory, when God is first, beloved, you cannot lose. When God is first, it's a trickle-down effect. Glory be to God. When the lump is holy, the whole fruit is holy. Glory be to God. When the lump is blessed, everything that grows out of that lump is blessed. So when we put God first in our foundation, the lump is holy. The lump is blessed. The fruit out of that lump can do nothing else but be blessed. Amen. Glory be to God. Storing up treasures in heaven, beloved, is not just limited to tithing, although tithing is very important, but it includes all acts of service to God. Everything that we do, only what we do for Christ is going to last. See, because some people give their money, but they're not giving anything else. They're not giving their time. They're not giving their service. They're not giving anything else. Take this money and bless me. But God wants all of us. Romans chapter 12 tells us, and I beseech thee, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of our minds, proving what is the good, the acceptable, and the perfect will of God. beloved, giving our money to God, hallelujah, to God's work. When we invest our money in the work of ministry, when we invest our money in the Lord's kingdom, glory be to God. When we give unto the Lord, glory be to God. Beloved, it's just like investing in heaven. Oh, glory be to God. Look, some investments, beloved, I've made some investments myself that I have lost on. Some investments you lose on. Some investments you gain a little bit. Some you gain a little bit more. Some investments you got to wait a long time. You don't never see your children and your grandchildren reap the benefits. But when we, beloved, invest in heaven and the things that belong to the kingdom, things that further the gospel, hallelujah, to get to where it needs to be. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's like investing in heaven because it helps more people hear. It helps more people respond to the gospel. Well, people that's living in remote areas, glory be to God, can now, amen, hear the gospel. People on the other side of the world can now hear the gospel. The children can hear the gospel after their hungry bellies have been fed. Glory be to God. After they drink of the water and that dirty, poisonous water is replaced by clean water. Glory be to God. After they can stop sleeping on the floors and now sleep on beds. Amen. That's provided to them through your investment in the ministry. Now there's money, amen, to do the work of the gospel. You are making an investment. And beloved, I come to tell you right here, it's 100% proof. Oh, there is no failure. The Holy Spirit's not going to come back and tell you, amen, that the stocks fell. Heaven's stocks fell. Glory be to God. It went bankrupt. Oh, no, you'll never hear that report. Glory be to God. When you give unto the Lord, when you invest in the Lord's kingdom, you are guaranteed a return 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold return, beloved. We should seek to please God both in our giving and in our fulfilling to God's purposes and everything else that we do. Oh, glory. God, what is it you would have me to do? Where would you would have me to go? What would you have me to, how would you have me to serve? Oh, glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. Beloved, hallelujah. Jesus, amen. In a scripture found in Luke chapter number 12, verse number 21. And Jesus says this. He says, this is how it will be. Anyone who stores up treasure for himself but is not rich toward God. Beloved, the Lord is not pleased. The Bible speaks about a very, very rich man. And he had abundance. He had abundance. He kept putting it in his barn. Kept putting it in his barn. Kept putting it in his barn. Storing up. Storing up for a rainy day. Storing up. Storing up just in case. Filled his barns up to the brim to the point he said, you know what? We need a bigger barn. And we need a bigger house. We need a bigger. We need a bigger. Huh? And what happened? The Lord called the man a fool. The Lord called the man a fool and told the man that this night will your life be required of you. Why was God angry? Was God angry because the man had riches? No, not at all. Amen, hallelujah. Because, amen, the blessings of the Lord, amen, come from the Lord. Amen. God had made a way for him to get the increase. Was God angry because the man was saving things up for a rainy day? No, not at all. Glory be to God. The Lord wants us to use a little wisdom, not spend everything that we have. Amen. God didn't have any beef with that. Amen. But God was angry because he gave God none of it. God was angry because he was not rich towards God. Beloved, because there are people with plenty, amen, and won't give God a dollar. There's people with plenty and won't help people in need. Glory be to God. People with plenty and stingy, Glory be to God. This, you know, just let me reap. Let me get some more. How can I get more? You know, give me, I need a bigger vault. I need a bigger safe deposit box. I need, what? Storing up for themselves and no investment made in heaven. Glory be to God. Beloved, when we read in the book of Psalms, glory be to God, chapter number 62, verse number 10, it says, trust not in oppression and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. Set not your heart upon them. If it increases, it's not going to increase in everybody's life. See? Because God knows you can't handle it. Now, we know right now, beloved, that over here, the United States of America, amen, that the world is going crazy right now, amen, with this Powerball. I heard that the Powerball was up to $1 billion. When they draw on tomorrow night, amen, if somebody wins, they're going to get $1 billion. And if it don't, it's going to keep rolling over and keep rolling over, and it's going to increase. So, and everybody is making, you know what I mean, gold and what they will do and how they're going to do this. But you know what? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You might as well save your money. You might as well save your money. You know why? Let me tell you something. Money only makes you more of what you already are. If you're already a fool, money going to make you a bigger fool. If you're already stingy, money going to make you that much more stingy. Not want to help nobody. Who can have that much money and not want to help nobody? See? Glory be to God. Money only makes you more of what you are. See? And so, beloved, and then when one person or two people, amen, hit now, amen, you have all these other people, they're envious, amen. They say people fall into a state of depression. Well, because they didn't hit, and they was dreaming that they did hit. Why? Because, amen, they invested in the wrong place. Beloved, if you want a guarantee hit, if you want a guarantee Powerball, if you want a guarantee overflow, then you have to make sure, amen, that the slogan goes, you got to play to win. Well, baby, you got to play to win. You have to, amen, open up your heart and soul and tell the Lord yes. Amen. You have to make God first. You have to put God first. You have to invest in the Lord's kingdom. Glory be to God. But the truth of the matter, even with the richest person on planet Earth, which we are told that his net worth is somewhere around $100 billion, that's a lot of money. But guess what, beloved? What does it profit a man to gain the whole wide world and lose his soul? What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? We don't care if it's $100 billion or we don't care if it's $1 billion. See, you're going to leave it one day. You're going to leave it one day. Glory be to God. What? For somebody else to spend, beloved. Amen. Why not, amen, do your part now, glory be to God, with what little is much if God is in it. And your labor is not in vain. Glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. So he tells us in his word, Jesus makes it very clear, see, that storing our treasures in the wrong place leads to our hearts being in the wrong place. See, your heart is going to follow your treasure. When a man is making an investment in his wife, in his children, in his home, that's where his heart is. See? Because your heart follows your treasures. See? That's how you can tell, amen, a young man dating 3 or 4 or 5, 6 different women, you can tell the one he really likes. Just follow his treasure. See, who he's spending the money on. See? Yeah, you can tell. See? You say God is first, see, but amen. But God's kingdom is destitute, see, while you're spending money here, there. Why? Because that's where your heart is. But he said, where your treasure is, your heart will be there also. So, beloved, if your treasure is in the wrong place, your heart is in the wrong place. The Lord wants our heart to be in the right place. Glory be to God. And the only way our heart is going to be in the right place is to make sure our treasure is in the right place. Oh, glory be to the living God. The Lord tells us, beloved, in his word, amen, in the book of Mark, amen, chapter number 10 and verse number 21, 10:21, it says this. It says, Jesus looked at him, loved him, and said to him, there is one thing you lack. Go, sell everything you own and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me. But beloved, after the rich man heard that, he was very, very, very sorrowful, because the man was rich. I mean, if he had only like $200, you know what I mean? But the man was rich. See, and when he heard that, when he thought about selling everything that he had, glory be to God, hallelujah, hallelujah. When he thought, give me one second. I hear that I got an announcement. Give me one second. Okay, bless me. So when he heard that he had, when Jesus told him to get rid of all he had, it was proven where his real love was. See, so because he loved money, he loved his stuff, he could not endure the idea of getting rid of his stuff. Amen, to follow the Lord. Because, beloved, the bottom line is Jesus is the stuff. When you get rid of the stuff, amen, hallelujah, you get the stuff, hallelujah, he is it. Amen. Jesus also said, beloved, in Luke 18, amen, Luke 18, give me one second. Hallelujah. Oh, give me one second, thanks. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. 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 Amen. So it was very, very sorrowful to him. Amen. Because Jesus told him, glory be to God, in Luke 18:22, on hearing this, Jesus told him, you still lack one thing. One thing. Sell everything you own and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me. Beloved, it was a test. It was a test. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus wanted to see what his heart. Jesus wanted the man. Jesus already knew where the heart, where the man's heart was. Jesus already knew where his treasure was. Glory be to God. Sometimes people make a lot of boasts, beloved. Amen. A lot of rhetoric. Amen. A lot of, amen, talking. Amen. But they don't really mean what they say. Jesus said it was a test for the man to see. Jesus said, sell what you got. Sell it. Sell them big houses. Sell them big cars. Sell it. Sell. And bring all that, give all that to the poor and come on and follow me. And he said, I can't do it. He said, I can't do it. Why, beloved? Because where your treasure is, there will your heart be. See, beloved, the man really was in love with his money. The man was really in love with his stuff. Amen. There's a song out there, beloved, that talks about, amen, the love of money. Amen. Glory be to God. And this was where, amen, the man's heart was. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, what we treasure the most controls us, whether we admit it or not. What we think about, what we talk about, or what we spend our money on can dominate us. Beloved, that's why we have to be careful. Track your spending. Where's your money going? Track your thought life. What are you thinking about? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Watch the words that's coming out of your mouth. What are you talking about? See? Because what you're talking about is showing what's really in your heart. If you're talking negative all day, that's because there's negativity in your spirit. If you're thinking negativity all day, that's because there's negativity in your heart. And if you're spending your money, beloved, your track record, just do a budget. Take a piece of paper and just track your monthly spending, and it'll show you where your heart is. Regardless of where you say it is, the proof is in the pudding. And as my grandmother would always say, what don't come out in the wash will come out in the rinse. Glory be to God, beloved. In the book of 1 Timothy, chapter number 6, verse number 19, it says, treasuring up for themselves a firm foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of that which is truly life. Jesus is saying, think about your future. Think about your destiny. Think about your eternity, beloved. What shall it profit a man to gain the whole wide world and lose his soul? So what if you become the richest person in the world? So what? What good is that if you're going to bust hell wide open? Glory be. What if you're the richest person in your family, the richest person in your neighborhood? So what? All right. What good is that if God is left out of the equation? God is not getting no glory out of it. If God is not getting no praise out of that, if you got all your riches and not helping nobody, and the kingdom of God is destitute where God has placed you to be a blessing, what good is all that? Beloved, only what we do for Christ, it shall last. So, glory be to God. Beloved, if possessions or money become too important to us, we must reestablish control of our hearts. It's time to take we control. I'm talking to somebody today, amen. You just let your heart go. Amen. Let's pull things back into perspective. Come on and get control again. Glory be to God. Come on and tame your hearts. Beloved, amen. The Bible says, amen, guard our hearts because out of it are the issues of life. We just can't let our hearts do what our hearts want to do. Glory be to God. We have to get control of it. Hallelujah, because God has given us the power to do so. We need to get rid of the things that have become idols to us. Anything that we put before God, anybody we put before God, including ourselves, and including our dreams, and all of that, beloved, hallelujah, it's an idol. And God said, have no other God before me because I am a jealous. Even your bank account. Huh? If your bank account comes before God, you have made your money an idol. Glory be to God. And our God is a jealous God. Beloved, Jesus calls for a decision to live contently with whatever we have. Whatever we have, thank God, that don't mean it ain't going to get better because it's going to get better. Huh? Why? Because the steps of a good man, a good woman, amen, are led by the Lord. And he said the faithful shall abound with blessing. So increase is automatic, see, for the faithful. To whom much is given, much is required. When God said that you are faithful in what you have now, he know that he can trust you. He know that he can trust you with a dime on a dollar. He know that he can trust you with the assignment that he has called for you. He know that you will be faithful in that. So God ain't got no problems giving it to you. Oh, he'll give you the million. He'll give you the billion. He'll give you more than that. See? Because he know that he can trust you. See? Glory be to God. When there's work that needs to be done, he can call on you and you're going to show up with the checkbook. When there's a business that needs to be built, God know that he can call you, his accountant, glory be to God, I'm handling his affairs. When there's a hospital that needs to be built, when there's people that need to be put to work, when there's people that's hungry, because when there's a portion of the people in this world that do not have the internet, they do not have the capabilities of hearing the gospel, see, God will call you. That's why he gave you the money. He'll call you. Glory be to God and say, do what you can. Do what I tell you to do. Hallelujah. And you know what God's blessing is? And he never takes away from us. Because whatever he subtracts, he comes back and he gives that back and he doubles it up. So every time, instead of getting empty, you keep getting full. Every time you subtract, God adds on some more, and then sometimes he multiplies. So you never get empty. Give, give, give. And the more you give, and the Lord gives to you, beloved, it's a fact. How many of you, glory be to God, have gone to your pocketbook and took some money out and paid a bill or whatever, and you thought you had an idea how much money you had, and then you went back to your pocketbook, and it looked like the money doubled up? Huh? How many other people have that happen to you? You go to your bank account, and you're scared to say something to the teller because you think they made a deposit by mistake. You want to say, where did this money come from? Huh? How the Lord is feeding you and doubling and tripling. Why? Because he knows that he can count on you. It's a return on your investment. See? And God is fair in his return on investments. He's not going to cheat you. He ain't going to shortchange you. And he ain't going to be a dollar late. But beloved, hallelujah, when we make a decision to live contently with whatever we have, because we have chosen eternal values over temporary earthly treasures. What have you chosen today? Just tell the truth, beloved. Just tell the truth. What is more important to you, your eternal values or the temporary earthly treasures? And we say temporary because that's all it is. Because that's all it is. See, what's more important to you? Hallelujah. Beloved, it's time for us to make, amen, an investment. Hallelujah. An investment in heaven. Glory be to God. I want to close, amen, with this scripture here, amen, coming out of 2 Corinthians chapter number 4 and verse number 18. It says this, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Beloved, what are you looking at? What are you looking at today? Hallelujah. Beloved, we have to fall in love with the invisible God. Because if you give God your heart, he tells us, glory be to God, to love God, which is the first commandment. What God did is he took the Ten Commandments in the Old Testament and he combined them into two commandments into the New Testament. But it's still the same Ten Commandments. And he says, if we love God with all of our heart, all of our mind, all of our soul, we have now fallen in love with Jesus, fallen in love with the invisible God. And if we're in love with God, that's where if our heart is there, our treasure is going to be there. And if our treasure is there, our heart is going to be there. Not on the things you can see. Because when you fall in love with the things you can't see, with the person you can't see, God will make you see something. Oh, God will make you see something. See? He says, delight yourself in me and I will grant you the desires of your heart. God will make you see something. Those things that's on your heart, it's not a sin. Keep them there. Those dreams you have in your heart, keep those dreams. Don't let nobody steal your dreams. Keep your visions. Keep your goals. Amen. There's nothing wrong with that. Amen. We just have to do first things first. Stop investing in your goals. Stop investing in your dreams and put God first. put God first. Invest in heaven. And then let God manifest your dreams as a return on your investment. Let God return your vision. Let God return your heart's desire as a return on your investment. Glory be to God. Guard your heart, saints. Guard your heart. Amen. Proverbs 4:23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. What's your issue today? What's your issue? Huh? Glory be to God. Well, let me tell you, whatever your issue is, it stems from your heart. It stems from your heart. It stems from the desires of your heart. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. For your treasures. Hallelujah. Don't store up treasures on earth, because the moths and the vermin are going to destroy it. Huh? What they have, the termites, the roaches, the rats and the mouse. Come on now. The stray dogs and cats, and you ain't got to worry about it. They're going to get to it. Huh? Look, let me tell you something. You ever seen old money? Amen. You hold that old money and just crinkle up it right in your hand. it just crumb up right in your hand. What is that? Destroying. Destroying ain't worth nothing. And not only that, the Bible said the thieves come in and steal. Huh? Anytime they got into Nancy Pelosi's house. I still don't know how that happened. Huh? Anytime they break it into the White House, you got to be kidding. Guess what? They can get in your house too. And they all got alarm systems. They can get in your house too. All they got to get word is you got some loot up in there. Huh? These home invasions. Huh? Well, because somebody done put the buzz out. Amen. And there's some good stuff up in their house. And they're casing the houses and waiting for a way in. Some of them not even waiting for you to leave. They're coming in while you in there. They take their chances. Huh? But he says, store up in heaven. Because you ain't got to worry about nobody doing a home invasion up in there. You ain't got to worry about no thieves up in there. You ain't got to worry about no crazy folks up in there. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And God's going to give you a wonderful return. Amen. On your investment. Amen. Be encouraged, saints. Trust God. Trust God. Whatever God is calling you to do, trust him. Hallelujah. The song says, give, give, give. Give in Jesus' name. The Lord loves a cheerful giver. When you give to God cheerfully, he'll give to you cheerfully. He said, you're going to reap in the proportion that you sow. If you sow stingy, you're going to get back stingy. If you sow a little bit, you're going to get a little bit back. But God said, if you both sow a lot, you're going to get a lot. Well, that's your return for your investment in heaven. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, what do you want to do? It's up to you. Hallelujah. It's all up to you. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we say thank you, thank you, thank you for your word on today. Amen. I pray that I have eliminated the echo. Thank you. I received a text message that there was an echo. That was the little confusion there. I pray that that has gone away. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. A little fix. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to thank God. Father, thank you. Thank you that there was a slight interruption. Hopefully that interruption has been corrected. Father God, where your people could hear the word as it is going forth on today. Father God, and you said faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Father God, we want you to forgive us. Father God, we just haven't been smart in our spending. We haven't been smart in our service. We put our energy in other places that didn't bear good fruit. We spend a whole lot of time and energy on people that didn't appreciate us and vineyards you didn't call us to. Oh, Father God, we spend time in ministries, Father God, whose soil was unholy. Father God, we spent our money, Father God, in the wrong priority and did what we wanted to do instead of asking you first what we could do, Father, and neglected your kingdom. God, we ask that you would forgive us. Forgive us, Father. And you said if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And Father, we ask you to give us another chance. Give us another chance. Father, starting today, starting today, Father God. Hallelujah. God, you are first. You are first. You are first. You are first, God. That our investment in heaven, our investment in the kingdom, Father God, that we might fall in love with you the way you call us to fall in love with you, Father. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That our treasures will be in heaven, because that's where we want our hearts to be, Father. Our heart's going to follow our money. So help us to be careful how we spend our money. Oh, Father God, our hearts are going to follow the words we speak. Our hearts are going to follow our thoughts. Father, help us to grab hold of our hearts, get control of our hearts, Father, this day. And we ask that you would create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. And we say thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. If you do not know Jesus Christ in the pardoning of your sins, today is your day to get your heart right. To get your heart right. Amen. Glory be to God. And let the Lord build us some treasures. Amen. Hallelujah. God, let me tell you something. God is a builder. God gives power to get wealth. Let me, God don't have no broke people. Some of the ones that's crying broke, they ain't broke. They just crying broke. They ain't broke. They might be not spending their money right, but they ain't broke. Because God don't have no broke people. Not God's people. I'm sorry. Glory. You, maybe some mismanagement going on, but you ain't broke. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on. God want to make you rich because Jesus came that we may have life and that more abundantly. And he's not a man and he's not a liar. Give Jesus your heart. Amen. All you have to do is ask him to forgive you. Lord, forgive me for being a sinner. Save me from my sins. I open my heart now and I invite Jesus to be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you, Father. Thank you for saving my soul. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. All right. Welcome to the family of God. Let us hear from you at lifewordjesus.org. Amen. Glory be to God. You can find out more about our ministry there. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Our mailing address. Amen. Our email. Send us out an email. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we ask that you would consider, amen, glory be, being a partner with us in this ministry. Amen. Being a partner. Amen. It's not money. Because if you give the Lord your money and don't give the Lord your heart, that ain't doing you no good. But if you give the Lord your heart and don't give the Lord your money, that ain't doing you no good either. Amen. Hallelujah. But give the Lord your heart and everything that you have. Amen. And watch God bless everything you have and give you more. Amen. Bless the Lord. Thank you so much. We'll be back again. Amen. Tomorrow morning, same time, place, and station, giving God praise, glory, and honor. We ask you to follow us tonight at 9 o'clock p.m. on social media. Amen. Glory be to God. Meet us. Amen. We have so much going on. We ask that you please visit our website. Amen. And jump on board. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Thank you, everybody. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful afternoon, wonderful evening, wonderful night. Amen. And a beautiful day tomorrow, if the Lord tarry. Amen. Hallelujah. Apostle Dr. Afrida Bradford signing out. Amen. Don't forget, amen, to make your investment in heaven, and you can demand a return. The Lord said, demand me, command me. Well, you can demand a return, but you won't have to go that far. You won't have to go that far. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Pastor Afrida, Philadelphia. Amen. Signing out. Love you. Satan is defeated. Satan is defeated. We bind every spirit of retaliation. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. And we seal this prayer and this service by the word, the blood, and the spirit. And decree and declare that Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Love you. Have a good day.